Welcome to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Think on this.
You know, Joshua, I'm going to tell you that Luke may be one of my favorite gospels, just for you to know that.
You have a lot of favorites. Everything in the Bible. Yeah, it's your favorite.
Pretty much. Okay. But I love how he writes because he's truly a doctor at heart, and he really explains a lot of things. And so he's explaining John the Baptist, which is Jesus's cousin. And John was totally about getting ready for Jesus and letting people know the message. And if you study Luke's chapter 3, you really see a lot of echoes of what he's writing about in Isaiah 49. And it's worth kind of checking out. But really what he's saying is what God will do, that God will give eyes to see the reality of the presence of God. And that's something to really think on what that looks like, is that here I am in this situation and I can see God. He said that God will lead us in the direction that we are to go, that God will bring light to our lives, that God will transform the impossible to possible, and that God will provide a way. And he's talking about that this is who Jesus is, that God will do all these things, and that is really Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting is John the Baptist lives in the wilderness. Luke 3:2 says the word of God came to John in the wilderness, which is really cool because, you know, when I think about wilderness, I think about, like, I don't know, a really scary,
right,
vastly crazy place where it's maybe not that, you know, not that great. You're kind of just
not going to camp there.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not necessarily where you want to be. And sometimes, you know, we can find ourselves in that same place where we feel like we're at a dead end and we're in the wilderness. But what's really cool is we see here, because it says that the word of God came to John in the wilderness, that's a little bit of hope for us. And right. So it's important to realize that when we are unable to handle life alone, that God is there and we need him and we need to seek him first. And what's really cool is that he is intimately present. And, you know, it's just so cool that there he is in the middle of that wilderness, and it says that, you know, the word came to him there.
Yeah, I just think about, you know, if we were him and tried to find that place to settle and to have rest and to really be okay, and there's not even a smooth place of ground, everything is just hard. And it's, you know, not even, I always think of wilderness as a place that doesn't have water, you know, just right. No sustenance at all. And yet he had sustenance with the word of God coming to him. And it helps me so much when I feel like I'm in that place, or I'm sitting down with someone that says that they're in that place, that we can know that the word of God will come.
Right. So the way has been prepared for you. Even when you are in the wilderness, God will lead you. God will be your light in the darkness, and God will make the hard places smooth. You've been listening to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Visit our website at tablethink.com for more content.